You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The book, the Five Love Languages. I should look that up. See what year that was published by Gary Chapman. We've talked about it a bunch.
I think everyone's fairly familiar with the five love languages. You know, words of affirmation, touch, gifts, and the other two.
Yeah, those.
Yeah, whatever the
I
other
thought,
two
I said it was like 20, 25 years old. It's actually 30 years old. This year it turns 31. Right. So it's been around for a while.
People reference it all the time. All the time.
Yeah. But we were laughing at this whole idea of non-traditional love languages. So instead of the words of affirmation or gifts or touch or whatever, that maybe there's something a little different. And we want to throw open the phones. In fact, they're open right now. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. And tell us what your non-traditional love language is. And I'll go first because mine is like it's an offshoot of words of affirmation because it is words, but it's not words of affirmation. I realized as I trudged through life that I really need someone who is snarky. Mm-hmm. It's great to be with someone who is loving and caring and everything, but there's something about a snarky edge that I like traveling through life with.
Does that
make sense?
Absolutely. Your love language is snark.
Snark. And for some people, that's horrible. Great. Then you and I would never work out together. But the snarky people, that's my love language. Now, what's yours, do you think?
Mine is essentially the same as Tara, who texted in, so I do want to give her credit as well. She says, music is my love language. When my SO, significant other, puts on some of my favorite music from the 90s, I fall in love all over again. That was a great text. And yeah, Tara, I'm with you. I think my love language would have to be something to do with music. If, you know, Nick Nack throws on some Chris Stapleton or Garth Brooks or some 90s alternative, I fall in love with her. So I would say music, and then a close second would be spaghetti. Spaghetti is also my love language.
God, I can't argue.
Make me some spaghetti, and I'll be wearing nothing but one single little bow tie pasta.
I was looking at Kim. She was talking about cooking together and how that's their love language. That would maybe fall into the quality time category.
Probably.
But it's very specific, which I like.
And then Emily from Wheat Ridge said snacks. Snacks are my love language for sure. So that could be under gifts, but I like snacks better. That's a good one.
This one, Chris from Aurora. This one's pretty funny. Says, there has to be a group of people out there like me whose love language is having the laundry done.
Oh, yes, yes. Everything folded and smelling good.
You just keep waiting. All right, yeah. Bud? Just keep waiting.
Maria's love language is filling up her car and giving it a good wash.
Nice.
A lot of coffee rolling in. Coffee's my love language. Mm-hmm.
T says, my love language is plants and animals. Bring me a plant, love. Volunteer at an animal shelter together, love. That's good. Let's grab a quick call, and then we'll take some more text messages. Rachel's been patiently holding. Rachel, good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I have a follow-up story to the snark and playfulness love language.
Okay.
So my boyfriend and I, we like to play and be snarky together. So when we go to King Soopers and we're in the self-checkout, something always goes wrong. You know, it says put the item back in the bag or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
So I start giving him crap and talking about, oh, I just messed it up because I'm a feeble woman. I just have a small brain and should stay at home in the kitchen, but loudly so everyone around can hear it and makes him look really bad.
Oh, my gosh. I love that when you make other people feel awkward. That is also a love language. I love it. It's very similar to like when I drop my wife off at the front of the grocery store, you know, so she could just run in and get something. And as I'm driving off, I put my window down and I yell at her, you know, like, don't forget the tampons. You need tampons! As loud as I can, and she just puts her head down and goes in, like, oh my God.
That's love, man. That is love right there.
Yep.
Rachel, I'm glad you called. Thank you for taking the time and being on the show with
your boys, Rachel.
Because I do believe snark is a cornerstone of relationships.
Christy wrote in, my love language is anything Disney. When my boyfriend suggests a Disney movie, I'm smitten. We couldn't be together. Noelle, my love language is beards. I love a man with a big beard I can pull on.
Oh, okay.
It's like my buddy Landon, he's got a giant beard.
Joe, she says, leave me alone while I read, and then maybe you can stay. That is quality time alone versus quality time together.
Two more, very similar to that one. Ron says, my love language is reading. Give me a book. Take me to a bookstore. Show me your bookshelves, baby, and I'll be forever yours. That's from Ron. And then right above that was a text from Carrie that said, space is my love language. I'm one of those people who just need an hour in between work and coming home to decompress. Or when I give my significant other the I'm done, can we go home look at a party. If they understand I need my space, I'm in love. So those are good.
Going back to the books for just a second, I used to feel bad, but I couldn't, and I got over it. I was like, no, that's just the way I am. I can't be with somebody who doesn't read.
Oh, yeah, that's a big thing. That's a biggie.
I just can't do it. And there are plenty of Americans who don't read, and I would go out with someone once or twice. They're like, oh, I hate books. I hate reading. I was like, oh, I'm done with you.
That's my goal this year, is to read as many books as possible. I finished my first one in 8 days. I'm already into my second one, and I've got a third one lined up. So
hooray!
I'm hoping to get like 40 books done this year.
How was Hop on Pop, by the way? Was it good?
It is a little long, a little wordy.
Misty from Aurora, Legos and video games are my love languages, and my husband knows it.
Call of Duty.
You know, I got another, as a gift, somebody else gave me another one of those giant Lego things, and this one is the International Space Station.
Speaking.
With a separate Hubble telescope.
Hubble telescope.
And it's underway right now. It kind of works along the same path in my brain as putting jigsaw puzzles together.
Why do I feel like you're wearing like a NASA t-shirt while you're doing that?